We're starting in the Middle East today. Our first story is from Iran. Since last summer, we've been reporting on the controversial nuclear deal between Iran and several other countries led by the U.S. The agreement removed international sanctions on Iran, allowing billions of dollars to flow into its economy. In exchange, Iran is required to significantly limit its nuclear program. But while supporters and critics butted heads in the U.S. about whether this agreement was acceptable, the deal was controversial in Iran, too. And with the nation voting today on the makeup of its parliament, it's Iran's first parliamentary election after the nuclear deal went into effect, Fred Pleitgen is there in the Iranian capital reporting on how the issue factors into the vote.
Campaigning Iranian style. Volunteers for the reform movement hand out flyers in Tehran's traffic. They say they're confident, but not certain they'll win. It's unclear what will happen because the Iranians only make up their minds in the last minute, he says. But the moderates' position is much better than that of the conservatives. Tehran is plastered with election posters as a fierce battle between the reformers around President Hassan Rouhani and conservatives around the powerful clergy unfolds.
Many observers view the upcoming elections as extremely important and also as a referendum on Hassan Rouhani's policies of opening Iran up to the West.
The divisions were exacerbated by the recent nuclear agreement designed to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons in return for sanctions relief. We support the Rouhani government and the nuclear deal, this reformist says. We should have a parliament to support and not to block Rouhani's policies. But many conservatives view that as a threat. Death to America, they chant at this hardline rally. They believe Iran has opened itself to American infiltration with the nuclear agreement. We consider the nuclear deal to be American interference, he says, and we will fight against it and hopefully defeat it. Our nation will not allow America to influence our affairs. The decisions Iranian voters make this Friday could do more than just alter the makeup of its parliament. It could also influence the country's course towards the West and, some believe, the stability of its political system.